Good Sunday morning here on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Hope you're having a great weekend. We sure are here, having just a great weekend. We have blue skies. I don't see any chemtrails this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have about 70 degrees here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. We are so fortunate, folks, to have a mild climate here in this area in the wintertime. Very fortunate, because Coeur d'Alene, which is like 3.5 hours north, is bitter cold in the wintertime. And Boise, which is about 5 hours south, and matter of fact, getting down to Boise through McCall and other areas of great skiing activity, are bitter cold. And so the Great Clearwater Valley here, right on the Lewis and Clark Trail, is very mild in the wintertime. Matter of fact, the last couple years, we've had about 1 foot of snow accumulative all winter long. And so that's incredible and shocks people all the time about the Great Rocky Mountains, which we have Montana just to the west of, or just to the east of us, and very cold everywhere around us. And but we're blessed. The Indians from 4 different states used to come in here in winter over in the Clearwater Valley in the wintertime in their teepees so they wouldn't freeze to death, okay, or be very, very cold. And so they would stop fighting and killing each other and come together, all the different tribes here in the Clearwater Valley during the wintertime, so all could survive. And then springtime would come, and they'd go back to their separate areas, which the winter was over, and then they'd start killing each other again. So sad, but I mean, at least in the wintertime, they proved they could get along to survive. Anyway, welcome back, folks. I'm happy to be out of the great big cities of the nation. I grew up in Washington, D.C., in Arlington, Virginia, and that was a great cesspool even back then, but nothing like it is today. Today, D.C. stands for the Dark Continent and District of Criminals, of course. We'll be back after this break with more of the program.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop. I don't feel very retired. I work 12, 14 hours a day with our police and soldiers here at our two police and military associations. And so I may be tired, but I'm not retired, as the word goes. I'm retired from law enforcement because of injuries in the line of duty. But anyway, that's another subject. I wanted to share something with you here. It's a Sunday morning once again. Always like to start off with a little bit of scripture. And I wanted to, let's see if I can find, here it is right here. Very interesting, folks. If you read the Holy Bible, you find out that we are everywhere. Last night I was reading the New Testament in Timothy and other parts, and it kept saying works. You need good works. You need good works not to be saved. You can't get saved with good works like some of the religions teach. It's not true. You're saved by grace and saved by getting on your knees before the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as your Savior. You don't get saved by works, but all throughout the scripture, folks, it tells you if you get saved and you don't have good works, then there's something wrong. And so many Christians don't believe that they have to do anything other than be saved and get the heaven out of here next week. And that's wrong. You're not reading the Bible yourself. Here's a good example. Now, this is the new NIV, the NIV Bible. I don't read that Bible because it is so different, so changed. But here's what it says, and it's pretty close. It's pretty close at James 2:17. James 2:17 says, faith by itself, it is not accompanied, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. In other words, if you're saved and you don't do good works, then your faith is dead. Because when you are changed by God and become a Christian, you want to do good works. And that's in the Holy Bible, too. That's not coming from this old cop, Jack McLam. Now, in the King James Bible, it says, faith without works is dead. Okay, faith without works is dead. And of course, in Psalms 94:16, I know I bore you to death with this, but it gives you your marching orders in Psalms 94:16, right from the Holy Word of God, right from God Himself, who said to us, Who out there will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who out there will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? He's asked two questions there, folks. And then you go to James 2:17 and many, many places in the Bible, and it says that you're supposed to do good works. You're supposed to stand up against the workers of iniquity. You're supposed to rise up against the evildoers. Sadly, our nation is coming down upon our ears, folks, because Christians have withdrawn from the battlefield against the workers of iniquity, withdrawn from the battlefield against the evildoers out there without God's permission, against God's word, and are sitting around singing songs and waiting to be raptured out of here next week. And, of course, they're not doing what God told them to do. God has always worked through man and woman, okay, to do his will on earth. And today, we're not doing it. We've abandoned all the institutions. We're allowing God to be thrown out of every part of this nation, the schools, the courthouses, everything that says God or has a cross on it, they're throwing out, and the Christians just sit back and say, oh, who cares if Satan takes over? We're leaving here next week. Well, as you can see, folks, it's a well-accomplished and very well-planned lie that we're leaving here next week, okay? We go over this a lot, and we have absolute proof. And I'm telling you, as a cop who knows what proof is and evidence is, okay, I know what evidence is, I know what proof is, and we can prove absolutely that there is no pre-trib rapture right out of the King James Bible. Get a hold of us and we'll let you know how. You can prove it to yourself. So you are going to be here through the tribulation. And to sit back and do nothing and let Lucifer and his minions take over like we have is why God is bringing this nation down around our ears, crushing us and enslaving us, and many of us are going to get killed. Because he does that throughout the Holy Bible. You read, if you read the Bible for yourself instead of listening to a man that gets paid money to tell you what the Bible says every week, or a woman, read it yourself, you'll find out some surprising things in there, folks, that we are going to be here, and that we are not supposed to obey evil government, because all government's of God, all government is of God, even evil government. But in Romans 13, it tells us we're not supposed to obey evil leaders. We're supposed to stand against the workers of iniquity, meaning evil leaders too, and evildoers. We're supposed to stand against them, rise up against them. But we don't. So the reason our nation is being destroyed, and you and I are going to be enslaved, and our children are going to be taken from us and put in camps, re-education camps, is that we deserve it. We deserve it. All throughout the Holy Bible, the Old Testament especially, folks, God destroyed his own people when they turned against him by using God's own enemies, as he's doing to us today. He's taking these Luciferians, these Antichrist neocon Trotskyites, and he's bringing them into power over us, to destroy our families, and to enslave us because we deserve it. We've turned against God. We've set back and believe that we don't have anything to do because we're going to get the heaven out of here next week, and that the preachers are lying to us. Well, they're deceived themselves, so some are lying to us that know the truth, but others are just deceived themselves that teach us we should obey everything evil government tells us to do because all evil government's of God. And that's right out of the pits of hell, brothers and sisters. That's not what the Bible says if you read it for yourself. But anyway, here's a minister that I like. I don't know who he is. Liston O. Hedrick. Liston O. Hedrick, from the pulpit, says this. Is global warming real? The gospel holds the clues. This is really cute and very accurate. Al Gore and other experts say global warming is most likely caused by the human race. over the last month or so, as I have watched the weather on television, I have observed that the record high temperatures were set in the late 1800s and early 1900s. There must have been global warming back then, too. And he's right, folks. Record high temperatures were set in the late 1800s and early 1900s. It's not hot today like it was back then. So he says there must have been global warming back then, too. Al Gore just wasn't there to write books about it and put them in our school's curriculum. I wonder how much trouble it would be for me to get some of my ideas put into textbooks, says Liston O. Hedrick, a preacher. Let's look at what God's Word says about global warming. In 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-8, it says, I give you, or to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with the mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon them. Does that sound a little warm to you? Says Pastor Hedricks. Verse 9 says, they shall be punished with everlasting punishment. I think we need to pay real close attention to this unless you like being burned up. In 2 Peter 3:10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Read verses 11, 12, and 13. Look at Revelations 20, 10, and 15. And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, and with brimstone were the beast and the false prophets there, and they were tormented day and night forever and ever. Verse 15 says, and anyone not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelations 21:8 tells of the people who will suffer there. However, there is a way to avoid this terrible consequence and this real global warming. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28-30, to come to him for rest. God spoke from a cloud in Matthew 17:5, and he said this, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. Luke said in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no name under heaven given among men which we must be saved. I'll be back and we'll finish up with Pastor Hedrick here talking about God's global warming, folks. Sounds pretty serious. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop here, just finishing up a preacher that knows what he's talking about here, Liston O. Hedrick. And he's with the Church of Christ in Clarkston, Washington. We have a border here about 2 hours from us on the west, folks, from where we're at here in Idaho County, Idaho. And it is Lewis and Clarkston. Okay, Lewiston's on the Idaho side. Then there's the river, and across the river is the Washington side, and it's called Clarkston for Lewis and Clark. That's the Lewis and Clark Trail. So he's with the Church of Christ there in Clarkston. But he finishes up on his global warming, God's global warming, by saying this: if you believe in Jesus Christ, John 8:24, and love and obey him, John 14:15, 21, 23, and Romans 6:1-23, then we are part of his body, his church, and God will wipe away every tear. No more death, no more sorrow or crying or pain. Revelations 21:4, and no global warming to worry about. May God help each of one of us to desire to turn to him and believe and trust and obey him and be with him in heaven. See you there. Okay, so that's God's global warming, folks. It's very, very serious, and these lies about global warming, of course, are just that, just lies, to get control of the economy of the United States, destroy the economy of the United States, which it has done. All these lies about the great owl, the owl in the forest up here in the great Northwest, that shut down the forest industry up here and transported all the jobs out of the country. But that's another thing altogether. But thank you, Pastor Liston O. Hedrick, who is truly a man of God and is willing to speak out, okay? Willing to speak out. Praise the Lord. Another guy willing to speak out is Congressman Ron Paul, okay? The Fox debate, as you know, folks, was an absolute tragedy. But we'll get to that in just a minute here. I want to finish up with something else here. Being it's Sunday morning, I want to talk to you about girls' suicide rate rises in greatest country on earth. Well, I kind of disagree with that today. I don't think we're the greatest country on earth anymore today because we're under Lucifer, totally under Lucifer in our governments, both the state houses and in Washington District of Criminals. So I don't know how great you can be when you let Lucifer and his minions take over. But anyway, that's arguable. But it says here, girl suicide raises in greatest country on earth. This comes from the Associated Press. Atlanta, the suicide rate among preteens and teenage girls in the United States rose to its highest level in 15 years, federal health officials reported Thursday. The report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests a surprising reversal in recent trends. The biggest jump, about 76%, was in the suicide rate for young girls ages 10 to 14, there were 94 suicides in that age group in 2004 compared to 56 in 2003. So they're a few years behind here, folks. They're using, even though this is a message of today, September 6th, they're way back in 2004. I wonder why they're afraid to tell us what it is now in 2007, but they're not doing that anyway. But, folks, let me say something to you. I was in the schools for 5 years as a cop. I was officer-friendly, and I was in the elementary schools and teaching the kids about stranger danger and playing safe and those type of things. And I saw in those schools horrendous things. These are the government brain laundries, the government cesspools called government schools, okay? And in those schools, they teach there's no God. Now, I want you to think about these teenage girls and preteen girls, folks, and boys, too, who are taught and laughed at and ridiculed if they believe in God, and then they're taught the New Age in the schools, the New Age recycling system, and that is if you murder yourself, commit suicide, you'll be recycled and reincarnated. No big deal. And then the third thing I saw in the schools when I was officer-friendly for 5 years is death education in the schools. Without the parents' knowledge, the kids are taken to funeral homes, told to lay in coffins, and write their own death message that they want to have read over them when they die. And this is all in elementary and junior high, folks, this death education. And it's so macabre. It is so evil because you focus the kids' attention on death, death, death for weeks in the schools, and the parents don't even know about it. Imagine having your child write their own eulogy in school after being told that if they murder themselves, if they commit suicide, that they'll be reincarnated. And it's no big deal. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
That old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. I'm a Vietnam veteran of that war. Didn't go in country over there, praise God. But I was back in the jungles at some secret bases with my top secret clearance and lost some buddies. Even back in the jungles there to the communists cutting their throats and killing them. And most of the time that would happen when we go on leave outside the base, okay, our jungle base. We'd go on leave into town, and some of our brothers wouldn't come home and come back to the base. They'd get drunk, run off with some of the little chippies in the area, the little girls, and get their throats cut and thrown into the bay, you know, and be found in the forest with their throats cut by the communists. So anyway, didn't get into the war, praise God, hallelujah. I had a lot of buddies that did, and I'm just so happy that I didn't. I was mad then at 17 years of age, wanted to go over there and kill little Oriental people to save America. Of course, now I know it was a lie, and it was all the same as the lies today about Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran. But anyway, let's go back to the suicide rate among our girls and boys here, folks. It's on the rise. And that's why, another reason, folks, you need to get your kids out of the government sewer system, the educational system, folks. I told you, I think, last week that while I was in the schools, they had signs in the elementary schools on the walls for the young kids to read that says, "If you think you're a homosexual, call this number. If you think you're gay, I think is what it said. If you think you're gay, call this number." And when you would call that number, I have people tell me that they would convince a child that if you're a boy child and you had a boyfriend that you really, really, really liked, like I did. I had a boyfriend that I really liked. I believe I loved him. And if you're a girl child and you have a girlfriend that you loved, you're homo. You're gay. Okay? And that's what we were taught, and that's what they're taught today in elementary school when they call that number and they've ever had a thought that they love their boyfriend or love their girlfriend and you're the same sex, you're gay. All right? And of course you know that's not true. I had Dick Vogel was my best friend and I loved Dick Vogel. But I was not gay. But if you call that number, and in the schools they teach you that if you have those kind of thoughts, you must be gay. All right? That's why there's so many more homosexuals out there today, because the kids are being taught at an early age that if you've ever had those thoughts about your girlfriend or boyfriend, you are gay. Okay? And then they convince you you were born that way, and that's a lie. Because God talks about his people that turn to men and men loving men and women loving women sexually, that they are an abomination. That's what the Bible says, and that's the most powerful word in the Scripture to discuss sin. When you're told that you are an abomination to God, that's the strongest word in the Bible, folks. And so why, if you were born that way, if God created you gay, would he tell you in the Bible repeatedly over and over again, and I have all the scriptures to prove that to you, right out of the Holy Bible, that that you're an abomination to the Lord and you're going to burn in hell. Matter of fact, the Bible in Deuteronomy says you should be put to death by the people for being gay. Doesn't sound very gay, does it? Doesn't sound very happy and gay. Well, as a cop in the city of Phoenix, I can tell you that being homosexual is not gay. It is not happy. Because I had a lot of young people who I knew personally as a cop who committed suicide because they were so mentally upset by being in the gay lifestyle, being in the homosexual sodomite lifestyle. They committed suicide at a great rate, tremendous rate. They won't publish it, but the last week that I was on my beat area, I saw a young man, handsome young man, throw himself out of a building in downtown Phoenix from the third floor and crash onto the sidewalk and split open like an egg. When I got to the scene, in just a matter of a couple minutes, his blood was all leaked out onto the street, and people were standing around him, and it was all because he was spurned by his gay lover, that he threw himself off the balcony of a third floor of a hotel there in Phoenix. And that happens repeatedly, folks, because if you get into the gay lifestyle, you're psychologically messed up, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And so anyway, this is what they're taught in the schools today, folks, and I encourage you, there is no compelling reason why you should leave your child in the death education in school, the teaching that if they kill themselves, they could be reincarnated, so it's no big deal, and that there's no God, and taught that if you ever thought your girlfriend was nice, a good friend of yours, and you're a girl, that you're gay, same with the boys. They're ruining our children on purpose. It's not accidental, folks. Then, of course, they're dumbing down the children. And we have the quotes from educators who are psychologists way back to the 19th century that says we have to stop the children from being educated because it gives them too much independence. If we're going to enslave them, if we're going to put them under this new world order as slaves, they can't be educated, because they think too much, they're too intelligent. And of course, what's going on at the schools today, folks, 50% of our children are graduating from high school and they can't even read. 50% nowadays. And I have several quotes from psychiatrists that worked in educating children that said we have to stop the children from being able to read and what's happening today. So anyway, folks, I just want to tell you, if you want to save your children, you've got to get them out of the hands of these antichrist Satanists and evil, evil people that are putting the books together for your children to read in school. And I had a book here that disappeared. I wanted to share it with you, the name of it, but it literally disappeared from my office here at our two police and military associations. It'll pop up again one day, I'm sure, because people borrow things and go read them and then forget to bring them back. But it was for young children in the elementary schools, and it had naked children in it, totally naked children in it, and they were talking about the body parts of these children, and it was obscene, totally obscene, as they had a little girl, a young little girl, looked like she's about 4 years old, 5 years old, with no clothes on, bending over in front of you, mooning you, and pointing to her private parts. And then they had a picture of a little boy, sorry to say this Sunday morning, but you have to know these things, that was fondling himself, totally in the picture, totally there, fondling himself with his private parts showing, and saying that this is good, this is important, that your kids do these things, okay? I could get more graphic, but I won't. You know what I'm talking about. And so, folks, this is the government sewer system that you have your children in, and there's no reason today why you can't homeschool your children and get them out of the government brain laundry there, where they're twisting and destroying your children's morals. And even if they're Christian children, when they come out, because the school teachers and the books are in front of the children more time than they go to church on Sunday and Saturday or Wednesday night prayer meeting and so forth. And so they corrupt the children by telling them mom and dad are not very smart. Their old antiquated ideas of God and morality is wrong. And so I just pray that you will go to the computer and read today the wonderful homeschool tools that you have on the web. Whole homeschool classes are taught on the web so that you don't have to be great in mathematics. You don't have to be great in English. You don't have to be great in world history. You can do it off the web. All that information is there. You buy these courses of Christian courses for homeschooling off the web, folks, and you use them at home, and you can raise your children in a moral environment where they don't learn that if they kill themselves, that's okay because they'll come back as a horny toad, or they'll come back as a pretty bird flying in the sky, or they'll come back as somebody else in this New Age recycling program they're being taught in the school systems called reincarnation. Okay, enough said on that, folks. Enough said. I want to get to Ron Paul here for just a minute. It is truly a shame on the Republican Party Fox News station that propaganda tool for the Republican Party and for the Bush crime family. What happened on that debate, okay, September 5th debate with Ron Paul, the Fox News debate, okay? It was absolutely criminal what they did. But if you watched it as I did, just to see how maligning they would be to Ron Paul, you know that the host, whenever he would come to Ron Paul, he would chastise Ron Paul before he'd give him a question. He'd say, Ron Paul, you said this. Ron Paul, you said that. Ron Paul, you said this over here. Now, what do you say about this? And give him the question. And they would just bash him up one side and down the other. And the fascist on there, I forget his name, that was the host, but he said to him, after Ron Paul talked to him about how we should pull out of the war and we shouldn't have gone to the war in the first place, because Iraq was no threat to America, Iraq was not involved in 9/11. He says to him, Okay, you want to do, you want to follow the marching orders from Al Qaeda then. Is that right, Ron Paul? And Ron Paul, he says, no, I take my orders from the Constitution. That was great. It was great. And people clapped and people screamed and clapped. And so they were saying that Iran, Ron Paul was talking about, you know, attacking Iran. And he said Iran is no threat. He said Iran is no threat to Israel, which has hundreds of nuclear weapons. I think he said 200-300. And, folks, it's more than that. From our intel people, we've been told that Iran or Israel has more than 300 nuclear weapons at this time. And they're talking about Iran maybe getting one. Oh, we can't let Iran get one nuclear weapon. But Ron Paul says Iran is no threat to Israel, which has hundreds of nuclear weapons, and it is certainly no threat to the U.S. with our thousands of nuclear weapons. In fact, it is Iran that is threatened. And he's right, folks. Ron Paul knows, because they get briefings, they get true briefings, that there is no intel at all to prove that Iran is building nuclear weapons. That's what we get here from our intel people at the CIA and the NSA and the DIA. We get the truth, and from the Army intel guys, they tell us that they have had no leads, no evidence, no facts, nothing to tell them that Iran is building any nuclear weapons. Everything that they find leads them to nuclear energy, the building of nuclear energy. And so, of course, we're being lied to all the time by the talking heads on the news that Iran said they're going to go kill Israel, or they're going to go kill off Israel, kill all the Jewish people, which is not true. Our intel people tell us that they have no evidence either that Ahmadinejad has never said. They can't find any evidence that he's ever said he wanted to kill all the Israeli people. The only thing he said is that he wants to see the day when the evil communist Zionists are destroyed by the Israeli people and thrown out, which is a wonderful thought, folks, because the Zionists who control the Gentile Zionists who set up the Israel in 1948, called the Ashkenazi Khazar Jews, which are really, when they became communists and atheists and set up Israel, they were Gentiles because they had left the Jewish religion. And they still run it today. And Ahmadinejad's right. We have Jewish people and lots, hundreds of thousands of Jewish people that want to see the communist Zionists lose control of Israel and get thrown out too. If you don't believe it, folks, go to JewsAgainstZionism.com. JewsAgainstZionism.com. You will read rabbi after rabbi after rabbi saying the same thing Ahmadinejad said, that they want to see the evil Gentiles who call themselves Jews thrown out of Israel so that the Israeli people, the Jewish people, are not threatened with death any longer. So thank God for Ron Paul, folks. I hope you're supporting him because he knows more than what he's saying. He can't say too much about certain things like 9/11. He knows, of course, 9/11 was brought down by our own government. But if he said that, you know they'd eat him alive. They just eat him alive. 50% of the American people, or maybe 60% of the American people, don't know that our government is the one that blew up 9/11 and did that whole thing, okay? But the other 40% know that's true, that the government did do it. And it's growing, though. The numbers are growing. But right now, Ron Paul can't say that because they would literally eat him alive as a wacko, absolute wacko. But so Ron Paul knows a lot, and he seems to be winning almost every poll, okay? Seems to be winning almost every poll, and we're happy to see that. But do all you can for Ron Paul, and I also tell you folks that we need to pray for him all the time. Pray for him all the time because We don't want him to have some kind of a phony accident or leap off a tall building downtown somewhere. This happens when they want to get rid of somebody. It's causing them problems. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program. Wanted to tell you that we're getting into phone calls next hour, so hang on there, those on the line. We'll get to you on the other side of the hour here, but I wanted to finish up here on something that hit the news news heavy and is being bantied about by the controlled news here in America, and that is the Bin Laden video, folks. We have a new Bin Laden video where he's standing there looking like a puppet and just like he's probably dead, but his lips are moving, okay? I don't know, but he sure doesn't look very exciting. But anyway, I want to take you back to our issue, an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, Spring 2007, where we have that letter in here. I want to remind you of this and tell you you can still get copies of this issue, by the way, where we have a brave PSYOPs agent for the U.S. government speaking out in anonymity, of course, because he'd be murdered if he spoke out and they knew who he was, our government knew who he was. But he's talking about PSYOPs being the job of the PSYOPs agent is to mislead the American public and the foreign public out there. And that's what they do all the time. Matter of fact, I'm looking at their logo here that says on it, Persuade, Change, and Influence. That's on their PSYOPs logo. And he's saying here to me in a letter he sent to us, he's saying that the problem for people in general in America and what makes PSYOPs misdirection work so well is that due to having a somewhat strong moral code ourselves, the people, they can't believe that their own leaders have no honor and no integrity. They can't believe in such low trickery and treachery on the part of their own leaders. This gives these treasonous leaders a free hand to manipulate the morale of mass followers like the American people in most any fashion they wish. PSYOPs psychological manipulation has many facets. Bombings and bullets, that is, assassinations, are a necessary part of changing the mass mind of the people, but there is much more to such successful mental manipulation of the masses. Creating evidence of a crime, creating it, folks, okay? Not finding evidence of a crime, but creating the evidence of a crime. In other words, phony evidence. Or creating and faking government intelligence reports, which is done all the time. Bush reads these phony intelligence reports that he asked to be created for him all the time about Iran being involved in blowing up our soldiers in Iraq and so forth. These are all phony intelligence reports because we actually talk to intelligence agents that tell us there are no such reports. But anyway, back to our buddy here, he says, or faking the alleged involvement of a selected target in the crime or terrorist act is most of what we do. Finding subjects who will take payoffs for false testimony is another duty that goes a long way in misdirecting the masses, meaning the people. Example, locating within a nation our leaders wish to attack and take over a former high official willing to accept secretly, say, $1 million to come forward and lie, stating that he personally have seen weapons of mass destruction, for example. I hear the music. It's very, very low, but I can just barely hear it back there. And we're coming into the second hour, folks. Those on the phone, hang on. I'll finish this up real quick on the other side, and we'll take your call.
It's true.